performed by a cast of leading Danish actors.
Exception by Christian Jungersen, dramatized for radio by Anders Lundolf and Polly Thomas. Episode 1, The Email.
Aren't you answering your phone? I've been trying for ages.
I've just run halfway across the city.
What?
I'm standing at Nørrebro's Runddel with no coat on. I'm freezing.
Why? Are you okay?
Malena, I got this email.
An email? What?
A death threat. It said they were going to kill me.
Who?
They didn't say who they were.
Okay, calm down. You're overreacting.
I'm not taking any chances. I had to get out, Malena.
Listen. Just an email.
Threatening to kill me.
I got one too.
Then get out of your flat, Malena. Get out now.
I didn't really take it seriously, should I?
Yes. You don't know who it is. And they could be watching you now.
It's crazy to send someone an email first if you plan to kill them. This is Copenhagen, not Somalia. Shall I come round?
Yeah. No, wait, wait. A cafe would be better.
Okay.
It's just like Somalia. It's Somalia all over again.
Eben, there's no need to play the woman warrior now.
Stop saying that.
What?
That was a stupid newspaper headline.
Sorry.
Running was the logical thing to do. I've just had a death threat.
So have I, and I'm not panicking.
Look, you, Iben Højgaard, are for your actions recognized as self-righteous among humans. It is therefore my privilege and my joy to bring you to death now. What did you say?
Look here.
You, Malena Jensen, have sworn to your secret evil as leader and chancellor of your Reich. Loyalty and bravery. You have pledged to evil and the superiors appointed by evil obedience unto death. Death which I will bring you very soon, so help you God. It's from the same address as mine. Revenge is near at imhidden.com.
It's from the oath of loyalty SS officers made to Hitler. I phoned Paul.
Mm.
Yeah. He said to take it seriously, but don't be scared. You get emails like that all the time if you're involved in politics. He gets them.
Yes,
too.
But we are journalists.
Yes, for the Danish Genocide Research Center, kind of political.
But nobody else got them. I checked with the teams in Sweden and the Netherlands. They haven't had anything like this, nor have the Human Rights Institute. We're the only ones. You and me, Malena.
Well, what about Paul? He's the public face of the center.
Nothing. Nor Annalisa.
Typical. She'll say it's because everybody ignores the librarian.
I don't know. There must be something that links the two of us.
Such as?
I don't know. Why has some war criminal singled us out?
Exactly. There are loads of genocide research teams all over the world. We are not exactly famous. I'd better ring Rasmus.
Sure. I'll make some calls too.
I've never seen her like this. She's shaking.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe. I wish I was there to help.
Me too. I miss you.
I'll be home soon, though.
Could one of your nerdy friends help tracing the sender?
Oh, I can do that. If he's clever, he'll have sent it via an anonymizer site.
A what?
An anonymizer site to stop anyone tracing him. But let's give it a go when I get back. We'll go after him, for real.
Thanks.
No worries, babe.
Rasmus says hi.
Thanks. I've been onto my contacts in England and France.
Oh.
And they had lots of ideas about who it could be. Look at this list.
Oh, hang on. Hello? Okay, hi. It's Lotta from the Sense and Sweet. Thank you. We're okay. What article? Oh, actually, Eben wrote it. I must have forgotten to tell you in my mail. Oh, bloody hell.
What's going on?
Sorry, Lotta, I have to go. Yes, yes, you too. Stay safe. Bye.
What is it?
Eben, I'm so sorry. It's your article about Mirko Sicic, the guitar player of Banja Luka. I left your name off when I emailed it to Sweden. They put it up on their website with my name on it.
So that's why it's just you and me?
Yes.
Mirko Sicic is the only person we've both written about online.
Shit.
I think I'll go and stay with Grit for a while.
Thanks for coming in early. This is a serious matter, and I promise you we'll do everything we can to identify the source of these vicious emails and stop them. I'd like you to meet Mr. Christensen from Interpol. This is Eben.
Morning.
And
morning.
Melina.
Good morning.
And this is Annalise.
Hello.
Morning. Annalise, did you receive a threatening email?
No, Paul.
So, Melina and I are the only ones to get death threats.
Oh, that's horrible.
And frightening.
So what are you guys doing about it?
We're looking for him. We have swept Malena and Eben's flats and this office. There's not much else we can do now. The investigation will be handed over to the Copenhagen Police Computer Crime Unit today.
So he could already be in Copenhagen?
It's very unlikely that he'll turn up here. But experience tells us that a man like Mirko Sicic wouldn't send an email before he attacks.
No, he'd just show up in the street like Olof Palme's killer did, right?
That was the Swedish police.
Oh.
It was a tragedy that happened on their beat.
Of course, there's nothing to this.
Yeah. I have to go back to the station. Please call the computer crime unit if there are any further developments, however trivial they may seem. Goodbye. And the Danish police had nothing to do with the Palme investigation, okay?
Of course. Thank you, Inspector. Please feel free to talk this over together. I'm afraid I have to leave for a meeting at the Foreign Ministry.
You can't just go, Paul.
It would be good to talk.
I think we should take this more seriously.
I do take it seriously, Eben. Very seriously indeed. But the sender is just trying to scare us. In order to divert attention from the work we do, that's the real danger here, and we cannot let it happen.
Hi, Henrik.
Hi, darling.
Somebody has sent death threats to Malena and Eben. Really nasty. We had the police round, and then Paul had to go, and then the three of us stayed in his office. And guess what happened? They looked at me. I mean, really looked right in the eye and talked to me. Not the wall behind my head.
Oh, wow.
I just wish it hadn't taken nasty emails to make them treat me like a human being.
It seems more about them than you, huh? They are spoiled little girls.
They seem so nice.
It's all on the surface. Darling, sometimes I have this fantasy. I've been asked to supper. The hostess tells me I'm going to be sitting next to Malina Jensen. And I say calmly, but so everyone hears me, that I'm sorry, but I can't possibly sit next to her. She asks why not. Malina is young, beautiful, and intelligent, and I say, I refuse to sit next to someone so callous. She's so mean to my wife every day at work that Annalise is sick with stress.
Henrik, I had no idea you had revenge fantasies on my behalf.
No, it's not the revenge, it's the truth. They gang up on my lovely wife.
Thank you, darling. Well, I have to go, but, you know, I love you and the children so much.
We love you too. See you later.
Bye.
How do you feel about your role in the killing? Thousands of men, women, and children were killed by forces under your command.
Listen, listen, you media people. You take the words of just few refugees and you make whole story.
But surely you admit that the killing of so many...
Tifa, I was defending my country.
How can you defend your country against unarmed civilians?
Who say they were unarmed, huh? I was defending my country just like you would. How can I be a war criminal?
UN sources are clear. They were unarmed.
UN, UN. I'm sick of hearing about the UN.
So you feel no guilt?
No guilt. Guilt for what?
There. He defines his actions as defense, and thereby he absolves himself of guilt.
But the guy has massacred thousands. Mm. He has seen the bodies. How can he not know he's guilty? Oh, I'm starving. Pass me the biscuits, please.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Do you think this will work in the exhibition?
Maybe. He looks straight in the camera. It's chilling.
I'm just worried it's too strong.
Come on. The exhibition is about evil. He is evil, even.
Yes. But there are always layers, you know. I mean, what really made him do it? I want the public to consider the layers.
Layers? That many layers when you brutally murder your former neighbors. Guilt is simple, just one layer. Do you want one?
Yeah, thanks. But maybe he doesn't remember it all.
Rubbish. Scroll back. Find that bit where he grins at the first question. Go on. There, that bit.
Thousands of men, women and children were killed by forces under...
Pure evil.
Listen, listen, you media...
Or deluded.
Oh, come on. Our exhibition can't sit on the fence. There's deluded and there's...
Hi. Do either of you... Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to disturb.
No, it's fine.
I just...
It's fine, really.
It was good to talk things through about the emails.
Yeah.
I still don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, but we can't do anything.
Do you feel safe, Annalisa?
Yes, I guess. Well, I haven't had one of those nasty emails.
No, that's odd.
Is it?
Annalisa isn't connected to the article, is she?
No, but we are a staff of three. Anyway, let's talk about something else.
Yes, of course. Oh, are those your biscuits, Eben? May I?
Be my guest.
Thank you. Well, thanks again. I'll go check some files. Oh, Malina, have you got the new friends links for the library database?
They'll be ready soon. Not right now. It's a bit stressful getting an email like that. Not that you'd know.
I'm sorry, but it's not easy to know when it's a good time. I'm stuck in the library and I haven't a clue what's going on out here. Like, when there are biscuits.
Biscuits? Annalisa, we've got more to worry about than sharing our biscuits just now.
No, I know. I'm sorry, but I don't mean to be unsympathetic, but...
But what?
Hey, look, we're all a bit itchy right now. Let's just leave it.
It would really help if I worked out here too, or if the door into the library was kept open, then we'd be more of a team.
But if the door's left open, there's a draft.
And we're a team whether we're in the same room or not.
But it's not the same.
Look, can you just drop it, please? I'll be in to see you with those links after lunch.
Okay, great. Yeah. I'll just crawl back into the library and shut the door so that I don't disturb your oh-so-important work or your oh-so-important lunchtime. Don't mind me.
Shh, hey, Malina.
Don't mind me.
She'll hear.
Who cares?
Come on, then. Kitchen.
Okay. is her problem?
Annalisa is a classic outsider. Mm. She thinks she's entitled to be part of everything without having to try. She's totally mature.
Yeah. She's a librarian. And she applied for a job here as a librarian. Of course she's going to be based in the library.
Of course.
Yeah.
So natural.
Yeah.
I'm going home. I have a headache.
Look after yourself.
Thank you.
She really thinks we're ganging up on her.
It's ridiculous. She hates us, but hides behind her tight little smile, acting like nothing's wrong. How can she live with herself?
Maybe she can't.
What do you mean?
Maybe her play acting is eating her up inside. And maybe she just had to let something out. By sending emails, for example.
Surely she'd send the emails just because she hates us?
Well, if Annalisa sent them, she'd have to deny her guilty feelings, right? And the best way to do that is to persuade herself that we are evil.
Oh. She didn't seem that worried when she heard about the emails.
Exactly. So maybe they didn't come from Mirko.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yes. And she hasn't been sent one, remember?
Mm, nor has Paul.
No, but he doesn't hate us. It's all about denial. Think about that guy on the video.
We are in an office, not on a battlefield.
No, but if she can send emails like that, Annalisa has lost all perspective.
Aren't you overreacting again?
No. Just look at how edgy she was about the biscuits. That's overreacting. I think you should come back to Grits tonight.
You're still there?
Mm.
Oh, Grits, she's so earnest.
Look, I'm not going back to my flat until I know for sure who sent the emails. And Grits is a psychologist. She'll have a professional take on Annalisa.
Okay, if you insist. But I need to be gone by 7. I'm seeing Gunnar later.
Oh. Well, doesn't Rasmus mind?
What's to mind?
Well, Gunnar is a bit old, but he's nice.
Eben, well, you are a dark horse.
He was really nice to me at the press conference after the Mali.
Yeah.
Look, we're just... Oh. Hi. Okay. Oh. That's not good. Yeah, but thank you, yes. Sure, yes, we'll stay safe.
Eben? What?
News from Lotta. Mirko has gone underground in one of the countries in the Nordic Passport Union. Probably Sweden. She thought we should know.
So, let's focus on Annalise's feeling that she is being excluded. Because that is a very unpleasant sensation.
Yes, but Grit, she doesn't get normal office banter. She takes everything the wrong way.
She is really hard work.
Yes, and you're only seeing it from your perspective.
I don't know.
Listen, feeling excluded is upsetting and naturally can lead to anger. Right? Is somebody else at the office getting at her? If so, and you see it but don't intervene, she may feel that the whole office, including you two guys, is in it together.
But Grits, there isn't.
No, only us, apart from our boss, who's never there. It's only us.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was a big place.
No, just us three.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She loses it over the slightest thing, like what we have for lunch. Why do we have to tiptoe around her feelings? Should we confront her? Tell her we know that she sent those emails. Would that help? Look, we are all under a lot of pressure with those nasty emails.
Which might be from her.
Or more likely some angry Serbian warlord. But Annalisa is not coping, and she's not even had any threatening emails.
Which is weird.
Or just coincidence.
Yeah, possible. Or maybe Eben is right. That Annalise is under so much stress that she's coping by cutting off from her own actions. It used to be known as multiple personalities. Nowadays, it's called dissociative identity disorder, or DID for short. It's quite common. Over 6 million people have been diagnosed in the last 20 years.
How does it work?
I'll give you an example. Think of something you've done in the past that afterwards you really wished you hadn't. Got it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Do you remember thinking that you simply couldn't understand how you ever did it?
Yes. I'm afraid I do.
Okay, good. So you remember wishing you hadn't? Mm-hmm. What was it exactly that you really wished you hadn't done? You see? It's gone. Bad behavior is dramatic. It should be easy to remember, right? And the dull stuff, dull moments, like when you're having a glass of milk in the kitchen, should be harder to remember. But it's the opposite. You remember the milk in the kitchen much better than the bad stuff. I do too. Because we're all split, to some extent anyway.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, yeah.
And if you're mentally unstable, the split may be much more pronounced. You go up a notch on the DID scale, so to speak.
So if Annalisa did send those emails, she wouldn't remember doing it.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly, because it's not like in the movies where one personality speaks with an accent and another quite normally, each with a different name. The thing is that split personality is usually far less dramatic than that. And let's also remember, it may not be Annalisa who sent these emails at all. They could have come from anyone.
Absolutely.
Because any one of us can experience DID. The different personalities in a body can manifest any number of character traits, and quite independent of the everyday person.
So it's possible that we all have a side of us we don't know. I mean, that goes around sending weird emails that we never remember.
Yeah, exactly.
And logically, it must be impossible for us to know if we got a side like that, right?
Exactly. Studies show that actually the transition from one identity to another can be very fluid. So often you'll only be able to sense it slightly, if you dare at all. And people who do not feel anything will often find clues instead, like an object in your apartment that is suddenly not in its usual place.
But that means that any one of us could have sent the emails.
Yeah. In theory, yeah.
Much as I dislike her, Annalisa is a pretty sad case, and I just don't
think...
But
that's the perfect cover.
As is being an angry Serbian war criminal. Shit, got to go. God, no, we'll be waiting. Bye, Eben.
Bye.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Take care.
See you.
Well, she's a live wire.
Yes, she's quite something.
Mm-hmm. I see. So, a live wire, a troubled, insecure loner, and you?
What am I then?
But you're the woman warrior. Must be an interesting office dynamic.
So that is why I think it's...
Paul, this is not really the right way to handle it.
Let me speak.
Malina is right.
Nobody could possibly manage to...
That's not fair.
You always tell me that.
But I think we need to look at this from...
Absolutely not. We can't waste time asking for more feedback.
Enough. Hey, enough. All of you. Thank you. I know we all feel very passionately about how we work here. And that is a good thing. But it is not a good thing not to listen. Our work is all about listening, so please listen to each other. Eben?
Yeah, that's okay.
No, Malina, I need to hear from Eben.
No, I agree. Sure.
Great.
Really?
Because that really
Can
means
I
a lot
speak
to me,
now?
Yes, of course, Malina, please.
Thank you, Paul. I think it would be really tough on Annalisa to deal with the archiving and direct service user contact. It's a minefield. You have to weed out the time wasters. You build relationships over years of experience. It's not a job you can just dive into. I only have that kind of rapport because
you've been doing it for a long time, and now it's time that we worked as a team to expand and improve our service.
Okay, yes. But this is maybe not...
Yes, it is. I've discussed it with the board.
The board?
Yes, and they agree. We need to develop the team here.
So...
Annalisa will be a frontline contact for users, and the door to the library is open.
Really? All the time?
What's the problem with the door being open?
The draft. It's bad for Malina.
Yeah, it's bad for my arthritis.
Then, if the draft is bad, the door is shut from time to time, and And Elisa is on the main contact list as of today.
But!
No buts.
There's...
No buts. Any other business?
And then he said he couldn't read it. What a prick. I mean, a guy who can't decode is one thing, but a guy who can't read what he just decoded. And then, babe, then he managed...
Can you pass me a towel?
Joe.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can read, Rasmus. Please, can you give me the towel? Please. Come. I said...
Oh,
oh. Oh, I can't turn that far, Rasmus. My shoulder's really sore.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's just today. That cow, Annalisa, was on top form and Paul didn't help. Okay. All the tension is causing a flare-up. I don't know, maybe I need a higher dosage. I'm in a lot of pain.
Nice.
Rasmus?
Hmm?
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, babe, it's this guy, you know, the one I was talking about, who's been tweeting about the conference today. Donkey. We've been told specifically to keep up social media.
Right.
Yeah, prick.
Right, can you...
I'll get some more wine.
Right. Not red, I can't drink that. It'll make the inflammation worse. Rasmus. Hey, Rasmus!
Well, hang on, I've got a call.
Right.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Morning, ladies.
Morning.
Morning.
Malene, I've got a briefing at the ministry at 11. Can we talk about the latest Bosnia research?
I left the report on your desk.
Oh. Great.
Mm-hmm. Friday night, I woke late, got it printed and bound. And you had the ministry today, so...
Morning.
Good morning, Annalisa. Malene, that's great. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a phone conference for the next hour.
Hi. Good weekend?
Oh, sorry. You mean me, Annalisa?
Yes, well, everybody, actually.
Oh, thanks. I had a great time. Rasmus was home. We made up for last time.
Malena.
Oh, come on. We're all grown-ups. Aren't we, Annalisa?
Oh, yes, of course. Coffee?
Yes, please. I'm exhausted.
I'll get the coffee in a minute. I just have to check my email first.
I'd love a black tea.
Sure.
Oh, can you get those Boston papers out, Annalisa? The ones from 1996? Paul needs them at the ministry.
Yeah.
Today.
Okay.
Good. Oh, it's drafty with the door open. God, she looks like she's seen a ghost. Do you think they still do it?
Who cares?
God, who'd be married with kids? Hey, Annalisa! Could you just shut the door for a minute?
Well, I'd rather leave it open. We did agree.
I know, but that's a really bad draft.
It's a bit cold today, you know?
Okay. Just for a minute or two.
That's better. Thank you.
Hey, did you look at the Chechen papers?
I did.
Good.
Annalisa?
What's going on? Is anyone hurt?
Oh my God, what is she doing?
Annalisa, are you okay?
What happened?
Annalisa!
Oh, God!
What did you do?
Are you hurt? What happened?
Come here. Let me. Yes.
No.
Sit down. Here.
It's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Annalisa, hey. You okay?
No, of course she's not okay, Malene.
Calm down.
Did you cut yourself?
No.
Where are you hurt?
God, it stinks.
Malene, please, will you go and get some water?
Yeah.
No, just go. Please.
Okay. Eben, can you help me?
No, Eben stays here. She can help Annalisa.
Okay, Annalisa, calm down, please. You're okay.
No.
You need to breathe.
Want some?
What is it?
Peanut and rice.
Can I see? Ah, Oh, it smells out. What did you put in it?
Just some coriander and sage. Maybe some chili.
I can't have hot stuff. No thanks.
When's Annalisa back?
Don't know. Don't care.
I hope she's okay. I mean, it must have been awful. One minute she's getting a file off the shelf and the next blood is pouring down. What kind of a twisted mind comes up with a trick like that?
Don't forget Grit's split personality theory. Annalisa probably did it herself.
No way. Tipping pig's blood all over yourself is totally weird.
She is totally weird. And she has access to the library to set it up. I think you may be right. Maybe she did send those emails.
Really?
Why not? She hates us. She's obsessed with getting my job, my contacts. She can't bear being shut away in that pokey little library. And she is really shit at her job.
Paul thinks she's okay.
What do you mean?
He rates her work.
Oh, for God's sake. She's shit.
Maybe you should give her a break. She's off work with stress.
She's a grown-up. She'll be fine after a few days off. We got death threats, but we're still at work.
So now you are taking the email seriously.
Well, the blood thing is really weird. The emails, the blood, it has to be the same person.
Hey, Eben. It's...
Hi.
It's Eben, right?
Yeah.
Melina's friend?
Yes, hi, Gunnar.
How are you doing?
I'm good. You?
Yeah, I'm good. Can I join you?
Yeah, of course. Sit down.
So, where's Melina?
Oh, she's busy tonight.
Well, that boyfriend of hers is keeping her under lock and key.
Oh, he's not like that.
I'm not so sure. What about yours?
I'm single at the moment.
I'm surprised to hear that.
It's too much hassle dealing with a relationship on top of work and my flat and after what happened in Somalia. And...
Yes, of course. No, sorry, I shouldn't have...
Oh, it's fine, really, it's fine. I'm okay with all that now.
I really admire you.
Oh, what for?
For surviving. For keeping calm and getting your colleagues out under fire. Most people would have gone to pieces.
Maybe.
You want another drink?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Do you mind if I do?
Not at all. I'm just not a big drinker.
Okay.
Hi, it's me. Listen, you know we said we'd meet up. Well, I'm not feeling so good. No, nothing serious, but I think I'll stay home. What? So, I can't really hear you. The teller's on loud. Yeah. No, you don't need to come over. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sorry. Shall I come back?
No need. Just Melina. She was checking about a work thing.
That's dedicated.
We all are.
So, you like your work?
Sure.
And your boss? Paul is quite a guy.
I like him. Don't you?
Yes. I've known him a long time. I was there when he set that place up. You know, quite the human rights star.
He still is.
Yeah, maybe. Times change.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a time and place for what you do. The centre, I mean.
I don't see how there can be any limit on documenting evil.
Well, I agree, but it's the how. These days, new technology is the faster, cheaper way to find and share all that information. Did you know that Paul is thinking about his options?
No.
But you know about the funding cuts?
Of course, but they won't affect us.
Well, I'm not so sure. I mean, Paul rang me... Oh, I shouldn't be telling you this. Keep it to yourself, yeah? But the centre's funding will be reviewed at the end of the financial year and it might disappear.
Totally.
Totally.
Shit. You know, I think I would like that other drink now, please.
Right.
Hold up.
Where is it?
Shh! Come on, there's no one here.
Unless there's a ghost. Hello?
Rasmus, careful!
It's okay.
Hang on. I'll turn on a light.
No, don't. I've got a torch.
Melina, you take it.
Okay. It's through there.
Come where?
On. There, the library.
How am I supposed to know where? Which one's the library? Come on.
Shh! Well, there's no one here.
Bring the torch. I can't see, Melina.
Okay. Ibn, you stay here in the dark. You'll be fine, woman warrior.
Okay, okay. Don't point it here so I can see the screen, okay?
Okay, okay.
Don't point it in my face.
Why don't I switch it on?
What do you mean, why don't I switch it on? It's on already.
Hey, Rasmus, come on.
Guys, I'm not sure we should be doing this.
Stop shouting.
Sorry, I just... The lift.
Shit. What is it?
Someone's coming, can't you hear the lift?
Christ. It must be the cleaners at this time. Maybe. Oh, shit.
What?
Maybe it's Mirko.
No, he's not in Copenhagen.
Where is he? This trail went cold in Sweden.
Shit.
Hey, I'm in.
Oh, shut up. Someone's coming, Rasmus.
I can't turn it off.
Close the door. Stay down.
Melina, here. Come on. Under this.
No. I can't move that fast.
Be quiet.
But I can't.
Shut up.
Oh, my.
Shut up.
It hurts.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Hi. Yes. No, I'm looking at it now. Yes, I know. You don't need to tell me. Okay. I simply deleted. You know why? They go nuts if this went public. There's too much at risk. All right? Yes, got it. I should go. My wife, she's in the car. I told her I'd only be a few minutes. Yeah. Okay, sure. It's deleted. Bye.
What the hell is Paul up to?
And who was he talking to?
This is getting too creepy.
Let's go.
Yeah. Rasmus?
Can you shine the torch behind you? I can't see a thing.
Hey, Rasmus!
Where is he?
I don't know. Rasmus? That was so immature, Rasmus.
God, you scared me.
I checked all the email folders. Can't see anything.
Nothing?
No, but I've put some spyware in so you can check Annalisa's emails from now on.
Did you delete those two emails?
Yeah.
Which emails?
Couple of service users. Just to keep her in line. Show Paul she's not quite so clever.
But maybe it wasn't her, Melina.
What?
Maybe you're right. Maybe it was Mirko.
Or Paul?
No. That's crazy.
Hey, guys, come on. Let's get out of here. It's spooky.
Melina, come on.
Wait. The cleaners are getting so slack. That'll teach her.
Hey, come on.
Wait for me, babe.
Hang on. I can't see.
I'm in agony. The pills aren't working. Oh, it's from when you shoved me under the desk last night. Oh, never mind. Ibn, can you check my work voicemail? You know, same code. Thanks. Yeah, Paul might need some more paperwork for his presentation today. Can you sort it? Okay, thanks, Ibn. Yeah, sure.
Miss Jensen, it's your turn.
Thanks. Oh, sorry, I can't move too fast.
No, it's fine. I'll hold the door.
Yeah, thanks.
Are you okay?
No Malina today?
No. She's having a bad flare-up. She's at the doctor's.
Oh, poor thing.
Welcome back, Annalisa, by the way. Are you okay now?
Yes, I'm well. Thank you. I just needed to rest.
Oh, of course. It must have been awful.
Yeah, it was.
What do you mean they're wrong?
Well, listen. These aren't steroids.
What are they then?
black tea.
Oh, you remembered.
Oh, I like it too, so.
Thank you.
I got some biscuits as well, if you like. My daughter made them at school.
Great, thanks.
But I've been taking these for years now. It's the right bottle.
Yeah, it's the right bottle, but the wrong pills.
That's impossible.
Hey, Melina, how's it going? Not seen you in a while. Fancy getting together this week? I do. Call me. It's Gunnar.
Screw you, Gunnar.
There you go.
Oh. Thank you.
Are you okay?
Yes, sorry. I'm perfectly okay. Thank you.
Do you take any herbal remedies?
Not anymore. Nothing worked like drugs.
But these aren't drugs. They are sugar pills. They're useless.
Shit. I've been in terrible pain recently.
Have you any idea how they got there?
Gunnar, hi. It's Eben. Eben. We had a drink the other week. Malena's friend. Yes, that Eben. Look, I was wondering, are you free tonight? Yeah, you see, I've got tickets for this concert, and yeah, would you fancy joining me? Great. Yes, see you there. Bye, Gunnar.
Yes. Like the biscuits?
Oh, yes, they're fantastic.
I don't understand.
I'll write you a fresh prescription.
I can't understand how this happened.
Make sure it doesn't happen again, eh?
Oh, yes, I will. I'll make sure.
Eben was played by Stine Stengarde, Malene by Lisbeth Wolf, Annelise by Kaja Brøl, Paul by Mikkel Rindberg, Henrik, Inspector Christensen and the Doctor by Thomas Gabrielsen, Gunnar by Thomas Magnussen, Rasmus by Jakob Oftebro, Grit by Charlotte Munk, Somalian Man by Mohammed Ali Osman, and the Serbian Interviewee by Elvira Ravovic. Original music was by Halfdan E. The Exception was written by Christian Jungersen, dramatized and produced for radio by Anders Lundorf and Polly Thomas, and it was recorded on location in Copenhagen. It was a Something Else production for BBC Radio 4.
You can find out who swapped Malena's pills in episode 2 of The Exception at 2:15 tomorrow afternoon here on BBC Radio 4.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. The Turkish authorities have arrested 8 suspects in connection with the shooting at a nightclub in Istanbul, but say they're still hunting for the main suspect. The Islamic State group has said one of its militants carried out the attack, in which 39 people died. A member of Turkey's ruling AK party, Egemen Bağış, said his country was targeted because of its links with the Islamic world and the West.
We are determined to fight against all kinds of terrorism, be it ISIS, be it PKK, be it Daesh. Turkey stands for democracy in a very volatile region. Turkey stands for human rights. Turkey stands for building a bridge between the Islamic world and the Western world, and that's what these guys cannot accept.
The IS group has also said it was behind a bombing in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. At least 35 people died in this morning's attack. An 11-year-old girl has died 2 days after she and her cousin were knocked down in a hit-and-run collision in Oldham. Zaneta Krokova, who was 11, was knocked down whilst crossing the road hand-in-hand with her 12-year-old cousin, Helena Kotlarova, who died at the scene. 4 men have been arrested. The challenger for the leadership of Britain's biggest union, Unite, has accused the current head, Len McCluskey, of being Labour's puppet master. Gerard Coyne said he was deeply concerned at comments made by the Unite leader, in which he said Jeremy Corbyn could step down as Labour leader if the party's poll ratings failed to improve before 2020. A wildlife charity has applied for permission to reintroduce beavers into the wild in Wales. The animals were hunted to extinction across the UK centuries ago, but in recent years there have been breeding trials in parts of England and Scotland. Brian Widlake, a former presenter of The World at One and PM during the 1970s and 80s, has died at the age of 85. As well as presenting on Radio 4, Brian Widlake also co-presented The Money Programme on BBC Two alongside Valerie Singleton. BBC News.
Food can bind a community together and give it new life. In the food programme at 3:30, Sheila Dillon travels to Loch Fyne to see how this rural Scottish community has preserved its food traditions. Until then, it's Tom Sutcliffe's weekly mental workout as we head to the book-lined room for another Round Britain quiz.
Hello and Happy New Year. It's the last time in the current Round Britain quiz season that we'll be meeting Alan McCready and Val McDermid of the Scotland team and Paul Sinner and Marcus Berkman of the South of England. Whether the outcome today, whichever way it goes, will be sufficient to decide the series title very much depends on the other remaining contests in the series.